The next word is percentage. English. The student scored a high percentage on the test. Punjabi. Vidyagatiya neta sat vichuch pratisat prapat kiti. Vidyathiya test vichuch pratishat prapat kiti. Breakdown. Vidyathiyan. Students, plural, masculine. Ni. This is the particle used to connect the subject and the verb in the sentence. It acts as a connector. Test. Test. Which. In, inside. Uch. High. Pratishat. Percentage. Propped. Obtained. Kiiti. Did, past tense, third person, plural. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses a simple present tense structure. The use of the word which in / inside emphasizes that the test was the context for the high percentage. The next word is status. English. What is your current status? Punjabi. Breakdown. Tuhada. Your polite form, used when addressing someone respectfully. How. Status, condition, well-being. Kaya. What, used in questions. Hi. Is. This sentence uses the polite form of you. Tuhada. Which is used to show respect for the person being addressed. The word. How. Is a key concept, as it refers to one's overall status, or well-being. The question word, kaya, is used to ask for information about the status. This sentence is a common way to ask about someone's well-being in Punjabi, similar to, how are you, in English. The next word is crime. English. He committed a crime. Punjabi. Usne ek apradh kiya. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. Means, he, or, she, and is the subject of the sentence. It is the third person singular pronoun in the nominative case. Ek. Ek. Means, one, or, a, and acts as a determiner. Apradh. Aprad means crime and is the object of the verb. Kita. Kita is the past tense of the verb to do and is conjugated to agree with the third person singular subject. Key concepts. Third person singular subject. The subject of the sentence is he or she. This means that the verb must be conjugated in the third person singular form. Direct object. The object of the verb is the crime that was committed. This tells us what the subject did. Past tense. The verb to do is in the past tense, which indicates that the action took place in the past. This sentence is an example of a simple declarative sentence in Punjabi. It states a fact about someone committing a crime. The next word is life. English. Life is precious. Punjabi. Jeevan Kimati Hai. Breakdown. Jeevan. Colon. Jeevan. Means life and is the subject of the sentence. It is a noun. Kimati, colon, kaimati, means precious and modifies the subject. It is an adjective. He, colon, hi, means is and is the verb in the sentence. The verb is a form of the verb to be that indicates the present tense. Important concepts. This sentence is in the present tense. The word order is subject adjective verb. Translation. Jaivan kaimati hai. The next word is decline. English. He declined the offer. Punjabi. Usane pesha kushnu tuka gadita. Breakdown. Usane. Usne. He slash she slash it. Pesha kush. Peshkesh. Offer. Nu. Nu. 2, 4, in this case, it is used to connect the object. Peshkesh. To the verb. Thakra. Tukala. Thakra. To refuse, to decline. Dita. Dita. Past tense of. Dina. To give. Key concepts. This sentence is in the past tense. The word. Nu. Nu. Is a grammatical particle that acts as a preposition and links the object to the verb. In Punjabi, the verb usually comes after the object, as seen in this example. The structure of the sentence follows the pattern. Subject plus object plus verb plus postposition. Translation. He declined the offer. The next word is decade. English. This decade has been a time of great change for Punjab. Punjabi. Ik bahaka Punjab lai vadde badalada samariha hai. Breakdown. Ik. This demonstrative pronoun. Bahaka. Decade, noun. Punjab. Punjab, proper noun. Lai. For, preposition. Vadi. Big, adjective. Badala. Change, noun. The. Of, possessive marker. Summer. Time, noun. Riha. Has been, verb in past continuous tense. He. Is, verb in present tense. Key concepts. Punjabi sentence structure. Subject verb object demonstrative pronouns in Punjabi. Ik. This. Oh. That, possessive markers in Punjabi. The. Of. The. Of. The. Of. This sentence showcases a simple sentence structure, with a subject. Ik bahaka. A verb. Riha hai. And an object. Vadi badalada sama. It also demonstrates the use of possessive markers. The. And the past continuous tense. Riha hai. The next word is launch. English. The rocket was launched into space. Punjabi. Rocket nu space vich launch kita gya si. Breakdown. Rocket. Rocket. Nu. To marks the indirect object. Space. Space. Vich. In marks the location. Large. Launched. Kita. Was done, past tense of. Karana. To do. Gya. Went, past tense of. Jana. To go. See. Was. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past tense. The verb. Kita. Is used to indicate that the action of launching was completed. The word Gya indicates the movement of the rocket into space. English. The rocket was launched into space. Punjabi. Rocket nu space vich launch kita gya si. The next word is warn. English. He warned me. Punjabi. Usne mainu chetavani ditti. Breakdown. Usne. He, this is the subject of the sentence. Mainu. Me, this is the indirect object of the verb. Chetavani. Warning, this is the direct object of the verb. Ditti. Gave, this is the past tense of the verb. Dena. Meaning, to give. Key concept. The verb. Dena. Can be used with the word. Chetavani. To mean, to warn, in Punjabi. English. He warned me. Punjabi. Usne mainu chetavani ditti. The next word is consumer. English. The consumer bought a new phone. Punjabi. Khapata karne ek nava phone khareedya. Breakdown. Khapata kar. This is the Punjabi word for consumer. The car. Part means doer, so this literally means one who consumes. Nay. This is the Punjabi particle that marks the subject of a verb in the past tense. Ik. This is the Punjabi word for a or one. Nava. This is the Punjabi word for new. Quran. This is the Punjabi word for phone. Khareedya. This is the past tense of the verb to buy. Key concepts. The Punjabi language has particles that show the subject of a verb, a concept that is absent in English. The word ne is the Punjabi particle that marks the subject of a verb in the past tense. Punjabi uses suffixes to modify nouns, such as the suffix a to form the past tense of verbs. The sentence follows the structure of subject, object, verb, a common structure in Punjabi. English. The consumer bought a new phone. Punjabi. Khapata karne ek nava phone khareedya. The next word is favor. English. He did me a favor. Punjabi. Usne mera ek ehsaan kita. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. He slash she slash it, referring to a male. Mera. Mera. My, used with masculine nouns. Ik. Ik. One. Ehsaan. Ihsaan. Favor. Kita. Kita. Did, past tense. Key concepts. Ik. One, is used before singular nouns in Punjabi. The word order for sentences in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Karana. To do, which is. Kita. Usane. Is the third person singular pronoun in the past tense. English. He did me a favor. Punjabi. Usne mera ek ehsaan kita. The next word is dry. English. The weather is dry today. Punjabi. Aaj mausam sukha hai. Breakdown. Aaj. Aaj. Today. Mausam. Mausam. Weather. Sukha. Sukha. Dry. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives like sukha agree with the noun they modify in gender. Since mawsome is masculine, we use the masculine form of sukha. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject verb object, SVO. Sentence ending. Punjabi sentences typically end with a particle like hai or nahi. English. The weather is dry today. Punjabi. Aaj mausam sukha hai. The next word is partner. English. My partner is a doctor. Punjabi. Mera saathi doctor hai. Breakdown. Mera. Mera. My. Saathi. Saathi. Partner. Doctor. Akariki zero d. Akariki k d r. Doctor. Hi. Is. Key concepts. Word order. Subject verb object, SVO, gender agreement. The noun. Sati. Partner is masculine, and the verb. Hair. Is agrees with it. Possessive pronoun. Mera. My modifies the noun. Sati. Partner. English. My partner is a doctor. Punjabi. Mera saathi doctor hai. The next word is institution. English. The university is a renowned institution of higher learning. Punjabi. Vishwavidyalaya uch shiksha ka ek prasidh sansthan hai. Breakdown. Vishwavidyalaya. Vishwavidyalaya. University. Uch. Ak. Higher. Sikhya. Sikhya. Education, learning. The. Da. Of possessive. Ik. Ik. A slash an. Prasid. Prasid. Renowned, famous. Sansata. Sansta. Institution. Hai. Hai. Is present tense. Key concepts. This sentence uses a common Punjabi grammatical structure. Subject plus verb plus object. It also demonstrates the use of possessive markers. The. And articles. Ik. This sentence uses the present tense verb, is, which is. Hai. In Punjabi. English. The university is a renowned institution of higher learning. Punjabi. Vishwavidyalaya uch shiksha ka ek prasidh sansthan hai. The next word is spot. English. He spotted the bird in the tree. Punjabi. Usne darakhat te panchi nu dekhya. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun in the nominative case, meaning he. Darakhat. Darakht. This is the word for tree. De. D. This is the postposition for on. Punchy. Punch high. This is the word for bird. Nu. Nu. This is the object marker, indicating the bird is the object of the verb. Dekhya. Dekhya. This is the past tense of the verb, to see, meaning, saw, or spotted. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the nominative case pronoun. Usane. And the object marker. Nu. The postposition. De. Is used to indicate location. Translation. He saw the bird on the tree. The next word is man. English. The man is walking. Punjabi. Adami Duriha hai. Breakdown. Adami. Adami. Means man. Dur. Tur. Means to walk. Riha hai. Riha hai. Means is present continuous tense. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have grammatical gender. Adami. Adami is masculine. Verb conjugation. The verb. Dur. Tur changes form to indicate tense and subject. Here, it is conjugated in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action. English. The man is walking. Punjabi. Adami Duriha hai. The next word is horse. English. The horse is strong. Punjabi. Kora Takatavar hai. Breakdown. Kora. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for horse. It is in the singular form, and in the nominative case, subject of the sentence. It is masculine. Takatavar. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for strong. It is an adjective, and describes the horse. Hair. Colon, this is the Punjabi verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular. It is the copula connecting the subject, and the adjective. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns are gendered, and this sentence demonstrates how gender impacts the verb choice. Masculine nouns require masculine forms of the verb. Case. Punjabi nouns change forms depending on their role in the sentence. In this example, the horse is the subject, and thus is in the nominative case. Copula. The verb, to be, is often called the copula. It serves to link a subject to its attribute. English. The horse is strong. Punjabi. Kora Takatavar hai. The next word is eventually. English. Eventually, he will graduate from university. Punjabi. Ark here ch. O university tun graduate ho javega. Breakdown. Ark here. This is an adverb meaning eventually. It is used to indicate something will happen in the future, but not immediately. Ch. This is a postposition meaning in or at. It is used to specify a location or time. O. This is a pronoun meaning he. It is used to refer to a male person. University. This is a noun meaning university. It refers to a higher education institution. Turn. This is a postposition meaning from. It is used to indicate the place something is coming from. Graduate. This is a verb meaning to graduate. It refers to completing a course of study and receiving a degree. Ho. This is an auxiliary verb meaning to be. It is used to form the future tense of the verb. Javega. This is a verb meaning will go. It is used to indicate that the action will happen in the future. The sentence uses the future tense, which is formed by using the auxiliary verb. Ho. Followed by the verb in its base form. The sentence also uses the postposition. Turn. to indicate that the man will graduate from the university. English. Eventually, he will graduate from university. Punjabi. Ark here ch. O university tun graduate ho jarvega. The next word is heat. English. The heat is unbearable. Punjabi. Dami sani nahin hoy. Breakdown. Dami. This is the Punjabi word for heat. Sani. This is the Punjabi word for to bear or to endure. Nahin. This is the Punjabi word for not. Hoy. This is the past tense of the verb to be. This is an interesting word because in Punjabi, as well as other Indo-Aryan languages, past tense often takes the form of a perfect tense, similar to the English have been. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, the heat is unbearable. Key concept. The Punjabi language uses a different tense system than English. It makes heavy use of the perfect tense, which is used to denote actions that are completed, similar to the English have, plus past participle structure. This sentence also demonstrates the common Punjabi structure of using a noun, in this case, Dami, followed by an adjective, in this case, Sani Nahin, to describe that noun. The next word is excite. English. The movie excited me. Punjabi. Pasiharilam Nemenu. Utashahit. Kita. Siharilam. Ne. Menu. Utashahit. Kita. Breakdown. Siharilam. Colon, this is the word for movie in Punjabi. It is the subject of the sentence. Ne. Colon, this is the past tense marker for the subject, Pasiharilam. It indicates that the movie did something in the past. Menu. Colon, this is the object of the sentence, meaning it is the thing that was acted upon. It translates to me. Utashahit. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, to excite. It describes the state of being excited. Kita. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb, to do. It completes the action of the sentence. Key concepts. Past tense. The use of the past tense marker. Ne. Is essential for indicating that the movie excited the speaker in the past. Object pronoun. The use of the object pronoun. Menu. Is important to clarify that the movie excited the speaker, not someone else. Translation. The movie excited me. The next word is reader. English. The reader is reading a book. Punjabi. Vachak kitab parh riha hai. Breakdown. Vachak. Vachak. Reader, noun. Kitab. Kitab. Book, noun. Parh. Pad. To read, verb. Riha hai. Reha hai. Is slash he slash she is reading, present continuous tense marker. Key concepts. Punjabi has a rich system of verb conjugations, similar to English, but with more complex rules. The present continuous tense in Punjabi is formed using the verb to be in the present tense followed by the present participle of the verb. Punjabi uses the direct object, book, before the verb. English. The reader is reading a book. Punjabi. Vachak kitab parh riha hai. The next word is importance. English. The importance of education is undeniable. Punjabi. kyadimaha tadakarana yogha. Breakdown. Sikya. Colon, this is the word for education. The. Colon, this is the possessive particle, indicating that the importance belongs to education. Maha, tada. Colon, this is the word for importance. Nakarana yog. Colon, this is an adjective that means undeniable or cannot be denied. He. Colon, this is the verb to be in the present tense, indicating that the importance of education is something that exists. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The word. The. Functions as a possessive particle in Punjabi, indicating that the importance belongs to education. Think of it like the English of, in the phrase, the importance of education. Adjectives. The adjective. Nakarana yog. Describes the noun. Maha, tada. Verb, to be. The verb. He. Is the Punjabi equivalent of the English verb, to be, in the present tense, used to indicate a state of being. English. The importance of education is undeniable. Punjabi. Sikya di maha, tada nakarana yog he. The next word is distance. English. The distance between the two cities is 100 kilometers. Punjabi. Hi, do s ha checker h r a macron letter 1 e 4 1. Hi, the, hi, which, hi, 100, hi, kilometer, hi, da, hi, fasla, hi. Breakdown. Hi, do s ha checker h r a macron letter 1 e 4 1. Hi, means, two cities. The word, hi, shaha, hi, means, city. Hi, the, hi, this is the possessive particle. It is used to show possession. It literally means, of. Hi, which, hi, this is a preposition that means, between, or, in. Hi, 100, hi, the number 100. Hi, kilometer, hi, the word for kilometer, a unit of measurement for distance. Hi, da, hi, this is the possessive particle. It is used to show possession. It literally means, of. Hi, fasla, hi, this is the word for distance or interval. Hi, this means is. Key concept. Note the use of the possessive particle, hi, the, hi, and hi, da, hi, for showing possession. Also, note the use of the preposition, hi, which, hi, for between. The Punjabi sentence uses the same grammatical structure as the English sentence, making it easier to understand and learn. The next word is guide. English. He guides the students. Punjabi. Uh vidyagatiya nu sed vidha hai. Breakdown. He/she/it. Vidyagatiya. Students, plural. Nu. To, postposition. Said. Guidance. Vida. Gives, present tense, masculine singular. He. Is, present tense, auxiliary verb. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions, such as. Nu. To, instead of, to. Gender and number agreement. Verbs in Punjabi agree with their subjects in gender and number. In this sentence, vidha is masculine singular to agree with. He, auxiliary verb, the verb. He acts as an auxiliary verb, similar to, is, in English, to complete the present tense. English. He guides the students. Punjabi. Uh vidyagatiya nu sed vidha hai. The next word is grant. English. He was granted permission to enter the building. Punjabi. Usanu imarat vich dakhal hon di ijazat ditti gayi si. Breakdown. Usanu. Usnu. To him, to her. Imarat. Imarat. Building. Vich. Vich. In, into. Dakhal. Dakhal. Entry. Horn. Horn. To be, to happen. The. Of, belonging to. Ijazat. Ijazat. Permission. Ditti. Ditti. Given. Gai. Gai. Went, was. See. See. Was. Key concepts. Nu. Nu. Is a postposition that marks the indirect object of a verb. Which. Which. Is a postposition that marks location. The. The. Is a possessive marker, indicating ownership, or belonging. Gai. Gai. Is used with the past participle. Ditti. To form the passive voice. English. He was granted permission to enter the building. Punjabi. Usanu imarat vich dakhal hon di ijazat ditti gayi si. The next word is taxi. English. He took a taxi to the market. Punjabi. Uth bazaar jaan lai peka si le gira. Breakdown. Uth. He. Bazaar. Bazaar. Market. Jaan. Jaan. To go. Lai. Lay. For. Taxi. 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 Le. Lay. Take. Gira. Gira. Went. Key concepts. Lai. Lay. This is a very important postposition, similar to a preposition, used to show the purpose of an action. It means, for. Gira. Gira. This is a past tense ending attached to the verb. Le. Lay. Meaning, take. English. He took a taxi to the market. Punjabi. Uth bazaar jaan lai peka si le gira. The next word is change. English. He changed his clothes. Punjabi. Usane apane kapare badal ditte. Breakdown. Usane. Means, he, and is the subject of the sentence. Apane. Means, his, and is a possessive pronoun. Kapare. Means, clothes. Badal. Means, change, and is the verb of the sentence. Ditti. Means, gave, and is the past tense of the verb, give, used in the past perfect tense in Punjabi. This sentence is in the past tense, and it uses the past perfect tense to indicate that the action of changing clothes has been completed. Important grammatical note. In Punjabi, the subject usually comes after the verb in sentences. The next word is feed. English. The baby needs to be fed. Punjabi. Bachinu khuaun di lorhe. breakdown. Baby. Colon, this is the subject of the sentence, meaning, baby. No. Colon, this is the dative marker, showing that the baby is the recipient of the action.
Clown.
Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to feed. The infinitive form is used here to indicate the need for the action.
B.
Colon, this is the genitive case marker, showing that the need belongs to the feeding.
Lore.
Colon, this means, need.
Hair.
Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. This sentence uses the infinitive form of the verb to express the need for an action. The dative marker.
No.
Is used to indicate the recipient of the action.
English.
The baby needs to be fed.
Punjabi.
The next word is pain. English. The pain is unbearable.
Punjabi.
Dard sa nai ho reha. Breakdown.
Dard.
This is the Punjabi word for pain.
Sa.
This is the Punjabi word for bear or endure.
Nai.
This is the Punjabi word for not.
Ho.
This is the Punjabi word for is or being.
Reha.
This is the Punjabi word for being or existing. The verb is conjugated to indicate present continuous tense. The sentence. Dard sa nai ho reha. Translates to, the pain is unbearable. The word order is slightly different from English, but the meaning is the same. The next word is sector. English. The industrial sector is growing rapidly.
Punjabi. Udayogik Kheter Tezi Nal Vadriha Hai.
Breakdown.
Udayogik. Udayogik.
Industrial.
Kheter.
Kheter. Sector, field, area.
Tezi.
Tezi. Speed, rapidity.
Nal.
Now. With, along with.
Vad.
Vad. Increase, grow.
Reha.
Reha. Is being. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed by using the present participle of the verb, in this case.
Vad.
Along with the auxiliary verb.
Reha.
It's important to note that the auxiliary verb
reha
is used for singular subjects and masculine genders, so the form will change depending on the subject's gender and number. Key concept. The
keter
is a key concept for understanding different domains of activity. This sentence highlights the growth of the industrial sector, which is an important aspect of economic development. The next word is mistake. English. He made a mistake.
Punjabi.
Usne galti kar di. Breakdown.
Usne.
Colon, this is a third person singular pronoun, meaning he or she, and it refers to the person who made the mistake.
Galti.
Colon, this word means, mistake.
Kardi.
Colon, this is the past tense of the verb, to do, and it indicates that the mistake has already happened. It is a past tense form used to indicate that something is completed. Key concepts. Pronouns and verb conjugations are important in Punjabi, as they indicate who is doing what, and when it happened. English. He made a mistake.
Punjabi.
Usne galti kar di. The next word is ensure. English. Please ensure that you complete your assignment on time. Punjabi. Breakdown. This is a polite way to request something, similar to, please. Yakini means certain or sure. Banao. The imperative form of the verb, to make, meaning make sure. Ke. A conjunction meaning that. Dosi. The pronoun, you. Same sir. Means on time. Apana. The possessive pronoun, your. Can. The noun, work. Pura. The adjective, complete. Kago. The imperative form of the verb, to do, meaning, do. Important note. Notice the use of the imperative form of the verbs. This is a key concept in Punjabi grammar, as it is used to give commands and requests. English. Please ensure that you complete your assignment on time. Punjabi. Kirpa karo ke yakini banao ke tusi samay se apna kaam pura karo. The next word is satisfy. English. He satisfied his hunger. Punjabi. Usne apni bhook mitai. Breakdown. Usne. He slash she slash it, third person singular pronoun, plus. Ne. Grammatical particle marking subject in a sentence. Apni. His or her slash its, possessive pronoun, agrees with the subject. Bhook. Hunger, noun. Mitai. Satisfied, past tense of verb, mitauna. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Mitauna. Which means, to satisfy, or, to quench. It is important to note the subject-verb agreement. The subject is singular. Usane. He, and the verb is also in the singular form. Mitai. English. He satisfied his hunger. Punjabi. Usane apani bhook mitai. The next word is chief. English. The chief is responsible for the entire team's success. Punjabi.
Mukhi sari team di sapalata lai zime var hai.
Breakdown. Mukhi. Mukhi, chief, this word signifies a leader, head, or chief.
Sari.
Sari, entire.
Team.
Team, team, this is a loan word from English.
The
of, this is a possessive marker.
Sapalata.
Safalta, success.
Lai.
Lai, for.
Siharin mevar.
Zimidvar, responsible.
Hair.
High, is. Key concepts.
Mukhi
is used to refer to a leader, head, or chief, not just a leader of a team.
The
is a possessive marker that shows ownership, or belonging. English. The chief is responsible for the entire team's success. Punjabi.
Mukhi sari team di sapalata lai zime var hai.
The next word is cool. English. It's a cool day today. Punjabi.
Ajna din thanda hai.
Breakdown.
Aj.
Today. Na. This possessive particle.
Din.
Day.
Thanda.
Cool. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb,
which is different from English. The possessive particle na is used to show possession. Hi is a verb that means is. English, it's a cool day today. Punjabi, aaj da din thanda hai. The next word is expert. English, he is an expert in Punjabi literature. Punjabi, oh Punjabi sahit da mahir hai. Breakdown. Oh, this is the Punjabi word for he. It is the subject of the sentence. Punjabi. This is the Punjabi word for Punjabi. In this context, it modifies the next word, literature. Sahit. This is the Punjabi word for literature. It is the object of the sentence. Da. This is the Punjabi possessive marker, similar to of in English. It connects literature to expert. Mahir. This is the Punjabi word for expert. It is the predicate of the sentence, describing the subject. He. He. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the verb of the sentence, indicating the present tense. This sentence showcases a common way to express expertise in Punjabi. The word Mahir is used to indicate someone who has a deep understanding and knowledge of a particular subject. Notice how the possessive marker the is used to show the connection between the subject and the area of expertise. Key concept: the use of the possessive marker the is a crucial aspect of Punjabi grammar. It is used to show possession, relationship, and connection. The next word is wave. English. The wave crashed against the shore. Punjabi. Lahir kinare te tut gayi. Breakdown. Lahir. La. Wave. Kinare. Kinare. Shore. De. T. On. Tut. Tut. Break. Gai. Die. Went / past tense. Key concepts. De. Is a postposition that is similar to the English on. Gai. Is a past tense verb ending. Direct translation. Wave on shore broke went. The next word is place. English. He placed the book on the table. Punjabi. Usne kitab mez de rakh ditti. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, he. It is in the nominative case. Kitab. This is the noun, book. It is in the accusative case as it is the object of the verb. Mez. This is the noun, table. It is in the ablative case as it is being used to show, on top of. De. This is the postposition, on. It is used to show location. Ruck. This is the verb, to place. It is in the past tense. Ditti. This is the feminine singular past participle of the verb, to give. It is used as a marker to indicate that the past action is complete. Key concepts. The ablative case is used to show location, or direction. The postposition. De. Is used to show location. It is similar to the preposition, on, in English. The past participle. Ditti. Indicates that the action of placing the book on the table is complete. English. He placed the book on the table. Punjabi. Usne kitab mez de rakh ditti. The next word is south. English.
The sun sets in the south. Punjabi.
Suraj da kanwal rubada hai.
Breakdown.
Suraj.
Suraj. Sun.
Dakhan.
Dakhan. South.
Val.
Wall.
Towards. Rubada.
Dubda. Sets. Verb. Present continuous.
Hai.
Hi. Is present tense, copula. This sentence uses the verb, to set, in the present continuous tense. The present continuous is used to describe actions that are happening now. The verb, to be, in this case, is used as a copula to connect the subject, son, to the predicate, sets in the south. Remember.
Val.
Val. Is a postposition, like, towards, in English. It modifies nouns, or pronouns and shows direction.
Rubada.
Dubda. Is the present continuous form of the verb.
Rubana.
Dubana. To set, or, to sink. The verb.
Hair.
High. Is crucial in Punjabi grammar, because it functions as a copula, connecting the subject to the predicate. English. The sun sets in the south. Punjabi.
Suraj da kanwal rubada hai.
The next word is labor. English. The laborers are working hard. Punjabi.
Mazadur sahat mehanat kar rahe hain.
Breakdown.
Mazadur sahat mehanat kar rahe hain. Mazadur.
Mazdoor, laborer, plural.
Sahat.
Sacked, hard.
Mehanat.
Mehnat, labor, hard work.
Kar.
Kar, doing, present tense.
Rahe.
Rah, ah, plural present continuous.
Han.
Han, ah, plural. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is used to express an action that is happening now. The word
Mazadur
is plural, meaning it refers to more than one laborer. The sentence emphasizes the intensity of the work, using the word
Sahat.
Hard. Translation. The laborers are working hard. The next word is surface. English. The surface of the water is calm. Punjabi.
Pani de saaf de shant hai.
Breakdown. Pani.
Water.
De. This is a possessive particle, similar to, of, in English. It is used to indicate that the, saaf de, surface, belongs to, pani, water.
Saaf de.
Surface. Shant.
Calm.
High. Is. Key concepts. Possessive particle.
De.
Is a common possessive particle in Punjabi. It is used to indicate possession, and is often followed by a noun. Word order. Punjabi uses a subject-verb-object, SVO, word order. Translation. The surface of the water is calm. The next word is library. English. The library is full of books. Punjabi.
Library kitaban al pari hoi hai.
Breakdown.
Library.
Library. This word is a loan word from English.
Kitaba.
Books. The plural form of
kitab. book. Null. With, by, using. This is a preposition, and signifies something accompanying something else. Party. Filled. This is the past participle of the verb. Purana. To fill. Holy. This is the past participle of the verb. Hona. To be. In this sentence, it indicates that the state of being filled is complete. He. Is. This is the present tense of the verb. Hona. This sentence is in the present tense. The subject is. Library. And the verb is. He. The rest of the sentence describes the state of the library, which is filled with books. Translation. The library is full of books.